Hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorla, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today looking at, protection of digital materials, right? Digital rights management, call what you will, and how that plugs into encryption. So oftentimes when you're talking about security, you're talking about securing the organization by protecting the technology it uses to achieve its mission. And a key part of that technology, of course, is intellectual property, the data, the files, all that great material that you have and use in the organization to get some value done. But someone leaves, what do they have rights to, right? Someone copies everything down, what do they do? You didn't start a threat, how do you stop them? A million and one things come into play that leads you to the following tip, which is consider where to use encryption, protect your intellectual property, file level encryption, and consider where to use digital rights management. Of course, digital rights management is huge, it's a beast. You can control certain portions of a file to make sure no one reads it. You can control certain actions, like can I save it, can I print it, can I screenshot it, can I email it, right? There's an entire list of things and actions you can do. As well as an audit trail. So when people do these things, save, print, screenshot, share, that they're tracked in case you need them from an organizational perspective to demonstrate that misbehavior has happened or to, you know, protect the company from risk through a legal action, you have access to that information. Now there's some overlap with encryption. Obviously, DRM usually uses encryption. But some of the file level encryption solutions themselves offer some of these same DRM functionality. So for example, you may say only certain people can read this file because only certain people have access to the key. So you encrypt the file and you can revoke that key at any time so that people no longer have the ability to decrypt it, right? Then you can also do simple logging such as who opened up this file or attempted to open up if they no longer have access to it, where, from what device, from what IP address. So you can, with encryption, do things like allow access or deny access and do the logging. It's related, but it's not the same thing. But for many organizations, we talk about minimalism, right? And the ability to do more with less, and the ability to have security controls that just cover the risk, it's worth wondering, do you need a full DRM solution, or can you begin the path with file-level encryption and build off there? Only you guys know about the use cases and the business case, and go from that perspective, right? What do you think? What's the overlap between encryption and DRM? Would you use one or the other? Hit me up in comments or in social media. Cheers.